All across America, quieter protests are taking place among people who have trouble accepting Donald Trump as their leader, quieter protests than the ones that went on in Portland overnight. It's because of his views on race, religion, and women. I asked Gloria Steinem when she appeared on the program this week if Donald Trump was her president.
No. No, he's not. You know, I'm not going to disobey the law, but I'm not going to pretend he represents me.
Right now, there is a trending hashtag on Twitter, not my president. And meanwhile, the protests around the country have also tested the American tradition of peaceful power transfer. You know, it's a legacy of George Washington, who, to the world's amazement in the 1700s, voluntarily relinquished power and did not run for a third term. Donald Trump, you'll recall, tested himself that George Washington legacy of peaceful power transfer during one of the campaign debates when he said that he would leave us all in suspense if he lost the election, threatening not to concede the result. Of course, he won. How are you feeling about the protests around the country or about people refusing to acknowledge President-elect Trump as their head of state?
This is Daniel calling from Portland, Oregon. And while I support peaceful protests, I don't support the group that is protesting now, which appear to be all millennials, the same group that didn't come out to vote or voted for a third-party candidate, which led Trump to the White House. The millennials woke up in the morning and said, "What? I don't want that," but it's their fault.
My name is Sue, and I'm calling from Sterling, Virginia. In this country, people have the right to peaceful protest. This is the second election in recent history. Bush Gore was the first, where the electoral outcome does not match the popular vote outcome, and people, including me, are fed up with those who claim to have mandates. They're basing on completely skewed results.
From Gonzales, Florida, this type of protest is exactly why Trump won the election. Let's empty the swamp, he says, and move on.
This is Dave calling from New York, New Jersey. I think liberals who are going on this whole not my president thing are really no better than when Rush Limbaugh said in 2009, "I hope he fails." You can't root against the president. We lost. Get over it. It's time to put on our big boy pants and get to work.
Good point there, Dave, from Newark, New Jersey. Newark, New York, it's not useful to deny the facts. We cannot deny the fact that Trump is our president any more than we can deny climate change.
Hi, this is Susan Krieger from Stamford, Connecticut. Although I'm very disappointed and concerned about Trump gaining the presidency, I do not approve of these protests. A basic part of free elections is that your candidate may not win. Before I jump to protesting, I need to hear what Mr. Trump will actually try to do, not what he said during the insane heat of the campaign. If his actions turn out to be as divisive as his rhetoric, I'm all for protesting. But to protest now plays into divisiveness. Not enough Democrats turned out to vote.
This is Tom from Los Gatos, California. I support the protesters, especially students who are out marching. Protest now while it's possible for, you know, Donald Trump becomes president and possibly shuts down all protests, which is, you know, pretty much what right-wing Republican presidents do, just, you know, back to the Vietnam War and beginning of the war in Iraq with George W. Bush and the control of the media.
We got lots of responses from you, and in the coming weeks, we'll witness the formation of the Trump administration and get more reaction from you. While that happens, tell us how you're feeling. Call 877-8-MY-TAKE or comment on the Takeaways Facebook page.